Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Anytime we trade with someone, if people think, you know, you should take a player there, offense, defense, in this case, receiver, you're always going to get criticized. And it'll have to play out on the field with the players that we acquired, player they acquired. But it's not like we traded the player to Kansas City. I get that narrative. Like, if we had traded Stephon Diggs to Kansas City, well, why would you trade him there? You don't truly know who someone's going to select when you trade with them. They're not going to call and say, hey, we're trading up and we're going to take this player. And if you don't trade with them and you pick a different player, they can still trade up with someone else. So I've never understood that narrative.
Hang on a minute. Sometimes, you know, that part of the story he told last year was getting up to Kincaid and having a conversation with the Giants or Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Like who was the player going to be? And they hinted at it. And, you know, you can't say they never do that. And I don't know, when was the Chiefs trade agreed upon? Way earlier? Because then the Chiefs, if it wasn't when the Bills were on the clock, then the Chiefs had no opportunity to trade up with someone else, unless it was later. But you'd go in order, right? Looks like the Bills did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I'm fine with it, okay? But Bean really did put himself in a spot here. If he doesn't make the trade, no one ever knows that it was available to him, right? Like, nobody's coming out with Kansas City called, but we said no because we thought we were scared or something. Like, nobody would ever know.
Right.
Because trades get turned down all the time. Like, you never find out about, usually almost never find out about them. But by doing that, essentially, however Matt Verderam put it, was just right. You know, like, basically putting Worthy on the Chiefs roster. Okay, well, and he gets Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's in a great position to do really well. They've got other good receivers, so he doesn't have to be amazing right away. Coleman kind of does. I don't look at it as pressure on Samuel. I look at it as pressure on Coleman. He's the first pick. He's the equivalent. Diggs is gone.
And on Allen to make it all work.
I mean, it's a lot of pressure on Coleman. And Bean's reputation is probably just fine. You know, like, he's done a great job here. But, and so he can afford personally, like, he can afford to, all right, I'll trade with Kansas City. What's going to happen to me? Like, I'm proven. But it really will be just too easy to compare Worthy and Coleman and question, like we've already been doing, where's the second guy from this draft? With all the trading down, you didn't end up really taking advantage of it too well.
Yep. Oof. And where's my speed? Where's my explosive plays? I mean, anyone can run after the catch. So if their design is that, you know, okay, but I don't know who on this team is exactly going to run away from anyone. I think they've got Samuel maybe is in a different category because he has been a speed player in his career. I just don't. I'm just a little worried about where he's at in his career to assume that he's going to be that still. But nonetheless, like he's sort of in a different class than everybody else. I feel like he's just sort of ordinary. And that maybe that'll work. But yeah, I mean, look, we're not going to be thinking or talking about it all the time, but certainly when these guys get on the field and, or even in the summer, but once the games start, it'd be crazy if you think Bills fans are not going to be checking up on what Xavier Worthy is doing.
Checking up on or obsessing about
right.
it.
Right. I mean, it's just going to be there. And so if he hits that, and you know, if it ends up like Allen and Mahomes, then great. Okay, I got my guy, you got your guy. Wonderful. You know, I'd like to beat you in the playoffs at some point here if I'm the Bills, but fine. We're all good. Everybody wins. But if it goes one way or the other, especially the other for the Bills, where Worthy hits, Reed figures out a way to get that off for them, and the Bills are sort of trying to build Keon Coleman into a productive NFL player kind of from scratch because his route running is raw and he's just not as – he's not fast. He's going to take some work to become, you know, to hit his ceiling. That could be a rough ride.
Here's Ryan with us. Go ahead, Ryan.
Bulldog, Mike, I love his show. And Bulldog touched on it briefly. Like, if this whole draft, what Brandon Bean did, trading with KC and then KC taking Xavier Worthy and Bean taking Coleman, if this backfires on Bean, what is Bean's status with the Bills organization moving forward?
Define backfires.
Well, if Worthy, you know, if Xavier Worthy, you know, it's a much better receiver and Coleman fails or he doesn't meet expectations.
Yeah, for me, that answer would be it's one pick and it's a team game. I think it has to be, the answer is a team answer, right? I mean, lots of draft picks, hit and miss. How did your team do? When you win, everything can be accepted. Like, you really, when you win it, it's all good. So I could have, I mean, I think the Bills are going to be more of a running team. And if they win that way, who cares how Worthy does? But that's easy to say. I don't know. Like, you're kind of driving at, is he in trouble if this goes really badly between the two guys or anything?
It ends up like a worst-case scenario where, kind of like what I was just saying, like Worthy smashes, he's like a Rookie of the Year candidate or something. I mean, it could happen. I'm not saying that's probable, but it could happen. And Coleman just takes time. And the team's, you know, they reflect that. Like, the Chiefs are driving for the one seed and the Bills are in the wild card race. Because, you know, their passing game is not what it's been. And so they're having a year that maybe a lot of people are coming to expect. I don't know what's out there. I mean, we're very early in the process. Does that cost Brandon Bean his job? Absolutely not. But is it like the first thing, kind of like 13 seconds with McDermott? Bean does not at this point have a thing. I don't think he has a thing that fans focus on. You know, we talk a lot about his modest trading up habit. Didn't do that this year, but that's like about as critical as it gets with him. You know, I mean, you can parse this pick, that pick, whatever. He doesn't hit them all. Nobody does. If this goes badly for him, the team doesn't perform well, the player doesn't perform well, and the opposite is true, I feel like it's like the first brick in the case. It's like the first page of, well, how did it unravel for Brandon Bean in Buffalo? Like, it's the first thing, I think, that we're going to hang on to. Like, he did this thing that we didn't like. Yeah. Or some of us didn't like, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many angles to this, right? Like, is Bean saying in the McAfee clip that Kansas City is not telling him who they wanted to pick? I would think that that's probably right, because the Bills, like any kind of trade like this, the team trading down has to be content waiting. And so it's made easy sense to me that the Bills were. That's what I wanted them to do.
And not being concerned at all. Like,
which one goes here?
Right, right. If they liked Worthy, Leggett, Coleman, some other guy, whatever, like four or five guys, defensive players too, then they have no reason to even ask.
They don't need to care.
Yeah.
No, that's right. And if Kansas City had picked literally any other receiver in that group, wouldn't everybody here be the same way about it? Like, one guy likes – you like Worthy. Somebody else likes McConkie. Somebody else likes Mitchell. Troy Franklin went on Saturday. If the Chiefs had picked Troy Franklin, we'd be exactly the same.
Some of us would be scared of Troy Franklin, yes.
You know, and then comparing notes. Well, you know, this guy had him ranked lower, but this guy, I mean, just – it doesn't really matter who the player is.
Yeah.
He's going to a Patrick Mahomes offense, so he probably should do well, you know. And you want to be able to say the same thing here.
I generally agree with that. I don't need to really nitpick at it, but for me, the reason Worthy stood out as we got closer to last Thursday was he has the one thing the Bills, to me, the speed that they're lacking.
Yeah.
And so I'm opening the door for Kansas City to get him. And why don't you want him? Why don't you value that? I recognize there's other things that went against that for them. And, you know, so they stuck their necks out. But, you know, on the surface, like the fastest guy, I need fast.
That point is there irrespective of the Chiefs. Mitchell is the same thing pretty much. He's the same. He's fast, right? So the Bills could have drafted A.D. Mitchell at 33, and you don't have that problem anymore.
That's right.
Kansas City went for fast, so did you.
Right.
This is the thing I needed. The Bills didn't value it, relatively speaking. So the trade doesn't determine that for you. It's the fact that the Bills took a guy who isn't among the fastest guys, you know. Somebody's ready to tell us how he did in games, how he's fast in games and just not in workouts. So I know that there's that too. James is next. Hi, James.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Pretty quick. I think it's just going to be tough to compare, you know, the picks, right? Like, it's a Mahomes offense. It's a Reed offense. Like you guys were just saying, whether it was Worthy, Mitchell, even maybe Coleman, you know, could have done well or can do well in that offense. So at the end of the year, if the stats are better for Worthy than they are for Coleman, or it just looks maybe like a better pick, it's kind of apples to oranges. You know, it's two different offenses, two different systems, two different teams. So, you know, it's tough to say, like, hey, Worthy was a better pick. So maybe Coleman would have done, you know, 1,000 yards and 80 catches or whatever it may be on the Chiefs as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's just tough to compare. And like you guys said, anybody could be in that offense. You could, you know, throw myself in that offense and maybe I do well with the Chiefs, right? So, well, I'll hang up and listen, but I agree with, you know, what you guys are saying. It's tough to compare, right?
Thanks, James. You know, I mostly think the same way. The problem is everybody will do it. I mean, just I have fought some of these battles for years, even when it came to, you know, Mahomes and Allen, right? Is Mahomes potentially a washout if he goes to Carolina or something? Is Allen? Are they just as good on each other's team? All these kind of hypotheticals, you never get the answers. Josh Rosen, right? Josh Rosen went to the worst possible situation and he's out of the league. Is that a coincidence? Maybe he would have been terrible anywhere. Maybe he could have. Darnold is a better comp, I think, because Darnold, I think, drew a very unlucky hand with Todd Bowles and, you know, tumultuous
Adam Gase and
maybe he's still breathing though, Darnold. It's never equal. So it's always flawed, but we'll always do it anyway. we love to do it. It's easy.
There's no stopping.
It's interesting enough. It's good enough. You know, like that's because you could kind of, James, you know, like, well, it's really not right. That's true. It's not going to stop anybody.
No, it's not. No,
it's not going to stop anybody.
Just get out of the way.
It's one of the most fun things about following sports is comparing teams, players, eras, all of it.
And that said, it gives me another chance to say that I do, as much as I'm representing, and I really do, I feel conflicted about it. I represented this on Friday, and I hope I, you know, depending on when you listened, I either sounded terrified of the Chiefs getting Xavier Worthy, or I love that Brandon Bean had, you know what's the size of church bells. Just like, I'm not picking that guy. I'm getting out of here. And set this all up for us to invest our emotions in. It's great. I mean, it's like a dare. I dare you to take. Okay, you took him. I'm going to beat you now. Like, it's awesome. for sports. It's great.
Bean even could have picked somebody there, Coleman, and the way he talks especially, could have said, Kansas City even called. No, we wanted Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have traded with them. Like, he could... It really is like it's an extra step he's made by this. It's not just the trade. It's that, yeah, I'll trade with Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I just think he stopped short because the win of it was getting to 33. He scored better with Carolina. And then he just picked a guy anyway. Just eventually you do, but with some of the trades that went down Friday night, there was one more move there that would make it a lot easier to be like, well, look what they got for it. And you can't really do that. It's not that much. With all the trade down love and everything, it really wasn't that much the way it ended up. They did not get the second receiver. It's the end of the third round. And Saturday, they got a fourth round pick next year from Chicago. But really, that's how I feel about it anyway. I just wanted one more thing. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Really interesting stuff here. Thanks for listening to WGR.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.